It's absolutely humiliating, and it's really sad that it's come to this. You know, of course, the irony of it all is if you look at the entertainment value of rugby, you know, a lot of that comes from this part of the world, you know, with, in terms of the players, the caliber and the kind of rugby that people actually want to see. So it's not just humiliating, it's really disappointing and really embarrassing, and it must be really, really hard for someone like the chairman of our rugby union to keep crawling and kneeling all the time and saying, look, can we have some help?
What seems extraordinary to me that if this game in England is worth £10 million, then why on earth shouldn't the SRU have a share of that? Because without Manu Samoa, you haven't got a game.
Well, absolutely. I would think that. I mean, look, even if it's, say, a 60-40 split, you know, that would be fantastic for Samoan rugby. I would think that the issue that we have to sort out here and domestically and locally is the issue of governance, which we've said, and this has always been a problem with not just Samoa. I think other Pacific countries share the same issue. So I think the issue of governance needs to be sorted out. I think the issue of handling money needs to be sorted out. But in terms of, you know, the bigger picture with the bigger unions, there definitely needs to be a fairer share of the revenues being generated from these games.
It's an eternal cry, though, isn't it? And not a great deal seems to have changed in recent times. We're not on the positive side. World Rugby does seem to be doing more to ensure that the likes of Manu Samoa, Tonga, Fiji get to play more high-quality international matches. But in terms of their financial share, they don't seem to be dealing with that at all. And yet here we have the auditors saying of the state of play in Samoa that they're not sure the SRU can continue because they rely too heavily on donors.
But that is the biggest irony of it all. I mean, if it comes down to this, World Rugby needs Samoa, and it needs Tonga, it needs Fiji, it needs all these countries. And yet it continues to go with an old barbaric system that it's just mind-boggling. We cannot accept the way that things are going at the moment. So really, there has to be some big changes, and that really has to start to happen. Otherwise, some of these countries, including Samoa, unfortunately, might end up not having a rugby team at all, and that'll be very sad for rugby, I think.
Do you think perhaps that one or two lessons could be learned from what is happening right now in terms of the Rugby League World Cup, where the Pacific nations, particularly Tonga, are looking very, very strong because they've changed the rules in such a way that Tongans can play for Tonga, Samoans can play for Samoa, if, of course, they're not picked up by the Australians first?
Oh, look, absolutely. And I've always maintained that this rugby union has got a lot to learn from Rugby League. And, you know, if you look at some of those games, they're quality games because you've got quality players involved. Now, bring that to the rugby union side. You've got all these quality players who could be playing for Samoa, could be playing for Tonga, could be playing for Fiji, sitting on the sidelines. They can't even play. Now, imagine how many more fans you can draw to those games if you have, say, the Australia playing Samoa with half of the players that are sitting on the sidelines not being able to pick by New Zealand. You know, and the same could be said about Tonga and Fiji. These games will be a lot more attractive, and we can sell it, and that's money that could come to these unions.
Are you confident that the SRU can survive? I mean, we're told they owed about $3.2 million 3 years ago, and that figure is now said to be down to $1.4 million. So that would suggest they're heading in the right direction. But if they are, it's still an enormous struggle, clearly.
I think they will survive, but in what form or shape, I think that's another question. We love this sport here, and whether we are able to field an international team, I mean, that will be sad if we don't. But I think rugby will still be around. But, you know, really, the issue for me is we will not be able to compete with these big countries at all, which is what we want, if it continues this way.
Just to emphasise that point, you, as a long-time follower of rugby, a long-time writer on the subject of rugby, are seriously concerned that the Manu Samoa team could fold in the not-too-distant future.
Oh, absolutely. At the end of the day, I'm talking about the players here. Yes, they are proud of their countries. Yes, they are proud of where they come from, but at the end of the day, it's like you and me, Richard, you know, we've got to go home and we've got to be able to feed our kids. And if they don't have that, and if Samoa cannot offer that, at least that to some of these guys, well, I'm sorry, you're going to fail. You're going to field a team full of boys who just come from the village, have absolutely no experience to compete against super professional players. Not going to work that way, and that's not the way forward.